teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory be to God in the highest. Because if there's something that we're really going to stress this year, from all the Lord has been saying to me, in this year of the Holy Spirit, it is being sensitive to the Spirit. And we will play the very prominent role in that, or the things that will be very, very important for us to consider will be this: the gift of hearing and seeing, ability to discern, and discern quickly too. And if you observe from the least scripture or from the theme scripture for the year, you see that God talks so much about wisdom, working in wisdom, don't working like, as a fool. Not necessarily calling people fool, but really saying that it would be foolish not to follow the leading of the Spirit in these times that we are in. It would be very foolish for anybody. Because we are in desperate times, but at the same time, the best of times for the Christians. Best up to us. But thank God for His grace. Because when the Bible says it is the Lord, it is God that what? That works in us both to will and to do. So anyhow we find ourselves overcoming, it's still the Lord. And we are so grateful for that. Hallelujah. I just want to bring out a scripture from what we're considering on Sunday. The last scripture I quoted, I didn't have enough time, but I think I'll take about just 5-10 minutes to just talk about it in Isaiah chapter 59. Verse 19. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord. It's a capital L-O-R-D. That's the covenant name of God. The name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun, that's from the east. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard, hallelujah, against him. The way this passage, or rather this very scripture, came into my preparation last Sunday was, now that we know what God is saying and we are all out to do the bidding of the Lord, see, the devil will come against you in the area where you begin to have an understanding or a revelation, as it were. That's the pattern. That's what he does. You remember in the book of Job that God was asking the question, say, what are you doing here? Because God had called for a meeting of his sons. And sons in the Old Testament referred strictly to the angels. But we are the sons of God. Glory. Today we are. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. But so they were gathered and God could just pick him out there. Can you imagine God's sons gathered? He gathered. Glory be to God in the highest. And it's amazing how God does what he does. He's God. And all he just demands from us is to trust him. And you always see that pattern everywhere. Jesus came and gathered 12 disciples. He was in the midst of them too. Because he always has an assignment anyway. An assignment to accomplish. And when God asked him the question, he said, from roaming to and fro the earth. You see, he likes to hide himself. He would introduce himself in a very subtle manner, introduce his character in a subtle manner. He normally know how to reveal everything because you design quickly. Just from me and to and through, yeah. Huh? But when you get into the New Testament, he said, seeking whom he may devour. That's why he's roaming. And of course, Jesus further exposed him in the book of John when he says, look, I have come that you may have life. I have come to give you life. But before then, he said, you see the thief? He comes for nothing. So even when he's becoming your best pal, he said, don't mind him. He's looking for what to steal, to kill, to destroy. That's all he does. He doesn't know how to do anything better. Glory be to God. So you don't need to have offended anybody. You don't need to have offended God. You just be in the right side of God, and then you are the devil's enemy. That's it. That's it. You become a target. But you see, the way you become a target is the way that you still stand up. Because becoming a target for him will make you a mystery to his kingdom. That's what this passage is all about. So let me read it again. So shall they fear. Glory be to God in the highest. The name of the Lord from the west. And his glory from the rising of the sun. So whether east or west, hey, glory be to God in the highest. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, they said that, I think, so in the modern translations, they say, and when the Lord will come in like a flood. And so there is a bit of confusion there for some people, but then it's easily explained. Israel had offended God, and God had released them to their follies. And so their enemies, left and right, were battering them and, you know, sacking them. But the God of mercy will still not leave his children, you know, in jeopardy like that, despite what they've done. It was God moving back that caused that, deliberately, because he will call them back to order. And so they will say, it was God that was attacking them. No, it wasn't God. He allowed the devourer to have an effect. And so some will write that, when God was coming like that, and then the Spirit of God. So God doesn't oppose himself. Hallelujah. So let me clear that straight away. And the context is what I just told you. And they turned their back to God, and God just allowed them to realize it. Glory be to God in the highest. And even then, his mercy still kindled enough that it began to drop like honey, hey, makashaka, honey drops. And he came back, and what? He intervened. So here, the lesson is, God will always intervene for his own. He will always intervene for his own. That's the thing about it. And this year, God will intervene for you. I want you to get that right settled. No matter how blittering, no matter how terrible, no matter how horrible the situation may be, you are a covenant child of the Lord. That's why it says they will fear the name of the Lord. Capital L-O-R-D. Our covenant keeping Father. They will fear him on your account. And they will reverence his glory on your account. And from any direction they may be coming from, they will, in the name of Jesus, they will. Glory be to God in the highest. And you see, the thing that even makes it more interesting to me, why the Holy Ghost pointed me to that, he said, watch it, when you are in the ear of the Holy Spirit, alright? But I want you to see something here. Because, look, the devil will come after you, definitely, because you are beginning to make up your mind that you want to really follow God this year like you've never done before. The devil will come after you, definitely. If you don't know that, know it now. But now, know too, that God will always raise the standard against him. Oh, yes. So, refuse to be scared of the lies of the devil, even when he's looking so obvious to you. He's a liar. Somebody shout glory be to God in the highest. You know, like we were saying on Sunday, oh, this is my beloved son. Oh, you are my beloved son, you are well pleased. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Angels heard. Creatures heard. Hell heard. Jesus, to whom was being told, come on. Immediately we were told. Was it that he wasn't being led before that time? Of course he was being led. Everything about him was led. But immediately we were told that he was led. Immediately was led of the Spirit. The moment you catch a revelation of who you are by the power of the Holy Spirit, the devil is confused. But then you should understand that revelation is not from man. It's from the Spirit of God. And it doesn't just dump it and leaves you. Oh boy, you are in partnership with him anyway. So he guides you, he leads you. So know, if I'm getting that revelation, begin to understand too that I am being led. So he was led of the Spirit. Where? Into the wilderness. Wilderness, yes. To be tempted. Huh? Through your best weapon. And he did. The Bible said he was tempted in every way that man would be tempted. And of course, the three major temptations I would say there is the three categories of every sin any man can fall into in life. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. And he did not fall. Now, where does the standard come here? Jesus was here. He was fasting. He just heard revelation. Oh, great. Usually, if we are not smart, it makes our heads swirl, not our spirit. But when we know that it's a spiritual revelation, we'll let it be our spirit that will swear. It's good for a spirit to swear. Become a giant in the spirit, not in your head. When your head swears, it's pride you get into. And of course, that plays into the hand of the devil. So Jesus was hungry, famished, oh boy, weak physically. That was when the devil moved in. And he didn't come with anything strange until the Son of God. Of course, yes. Then you have what it takes to turn stones to bread. Oh yeah. Then turn stones to bread and feed yourself. Aren't you hungry? Why are you so structuring yourself? Is it not true that you have a need? Yeah. Is it not true that you are hungry? Is it not true that you are weak? But it is not true that you are the Son of God. God, Creator. You can't create anything. So come on. So you now begin to justify yourself and justify your needs. So you see what I mean, that when it comes in like a flood. But where is the standard of the Lord? It is written. So and the Spirit of God will raise the standard. What kind of standard? How? It is written. That's the standard. And he quoted it. Man shall not live by bread alone. Look up to Deuteronomy somewhere there. But by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He turned back to go. Said no. He came back. Repeated the same thing. If you are the Son of God. His problem is the revelation you have. That's about to produce big for you. He wants to whack it away from your mind and your heart. That's all. He came back. Jesus returned again. He said, it is written. Come on. What's wrong with you? See. He will come in the areas of your need. So you yourself want to justify yourself. That after all, I have a need. Why can't I? Hey. And of course, the world will be advising you to go against God. Of course. So you guys are too much. The world is religious. I beg. Don't listen to them. Go back to where you get revelation from. So my prayer today is that you're going to pray. That in every step I take this year, the standard of the Lord will always be lifted. In the name of Jesus. Even when it is most difficult to believe God, realize that the standard of God will always be lifted up. You thought he would go? He came back again. He thought time. If you are the Son of God, he had a problem with your revelation. He always has. Until he says, get him from behind me. And the Bible said that he left him for a season. You think he will run? He will come back. He has a problem with who you are and who you are beginning to realize you are. And so this year is not like any other year for you. In the name of Jesus, in quietness and confidence, God's name will be glorified in your situations, in your life. And God will be magnified. As many out there will see and bow to the God you serve. In the name of Jesus. For a season. He didn't leave him till the end. He followed him to the Garden of Gethsemane. That he had to say, Lord, if it's your will, let this pass. No, but not no, not my will. Let your will be done. Even the last minute. I'll give you an example quickly before we start to pray. Oh, Israel was at war. David was not even qualified. Teenagers were not allowed to go to war. His three other brothers were at war. They were in the army of Israel. And they say from time to time he will leave from Saul's presence and go feed the sheep or the animals. And then one day Dad said, no, don't go back yet. Can you quickly take this and go check the well? Check on your brothers, their well-being. So he came to the camp. The Bible says, as many as we are born to Akraba, this is the year of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. See, forget your losses, forget your fears, forget your worries. concentrate more on him who is present, who is here to help you. Your standby. The one that was there before anything was. While there was nothing, where there was chaos and darkness, he was hovering, waiting for action. He's still waiting for action, only that he needs the word to act all the time. But now you have the word. This is a different year for you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you find yourself at the brink most a number of times. What do you mean brink? You look like no way, no way, no way. There will be a standard. And guess, the Holy Ghost will lift up a standard. God will lift up a standard, but it is God the Spirit. The same one in you. The same one with you, the same one on you, the same one in you. He will. You can never be found apart from him. Get that into your head. Look at the standard of the Holy Ghost. It was the standard of the Holy Ghost that God daddy to say, no, look, go check your brothers. And he walked in there at that time to quickly do that and then go back to his post. He was supposed to go and start playing, you know, harp for the king. But when he got there, the king himself was in the war. And the king was running for his dear life. There was chaos and confusion. There was fear and worry. A whole nation's army, led by the king, were running for their lives. Then we will save the day. And this young boy came in. And he came in at this right time when the bolster, this coffer, was coming out. And he had done it for 40 days. And 40 nights. That's one complete. That's how you find completion in the Bible. Say 40 days and 40 nights, nothing more. He's done it for 40. The thing that has followed you all your life is in trouble this year. In the name of Jesus, Abolo, Mashakatala, Mashandalea. 40 days and 40 nights. Then he came out to brag one more time. And it happened that David was coming in. God raising a standard. And David heard him boasting. That was all. A teenager that was not qualified for war. You will see power where you don't know yours. We will see God, man. I said it's a standard. In the name of Jesus. And he heard. And he said, what is this? He started asking questions. It was his own brother that first came against him. He said, well, no problem, brother. This is no matter of envy or jealousy of sibling rivalry. We are talking God and his kingdom here. Then finally he got to the king. Guess the first thing he said, let no man's heart fail him. He said, your servant will go fight him. He said, but you are not able to. Say, your servant keeps his father's flock. The lion, the bear, will come to take, and they will do take. And when they do, I go after them, and we wrestle, and I beat them. I tear their mouth, and I bring. Let me say this in the name of Jesus. You probably are in the mouth of the bear today, in the mouth of the lion today. The standard of the Lord will come through for you in the name of Jesus. He said, so your servant, said, this one will be like, said, this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of the lions or the bears. King said, you are not able to go because you are a youth. Because you are not qualified to fight in the army. Then how will you now come and fight the monster that the army is running from? He said, because he's been fighting since he was a youth. He said, sir, I will fight him. And I coined it. King, you are telling me that he's been fighting since he was a youth. And why are you trying to stop me, a youth, now from fighting? You will achieve certain things this year that only the glory of God will announce you for. In the name of Jesus. So you know what was doing? Because when you say standard, I try to look at it. It says rallying for war. It's like there's chaos. And somebody came up and then Come on, a big call, rallying the people. Enough of the fear. Stand. Come on, gather together. We've got to face him. That is standard. So David rallied the team. How? He went ahead and picked the stone. Whoever says a stone will kill a lion. Whoever says a stone will kill a bear. A stone will kill Goliath. It's the Holy Ghost at work. For those feet, it was his bare hands. So for this one, see, not even the armor of Saul. Not by power, not by might, but by his spirit. This is a year of the Holy Spirit. It does not matter. The bear's mouth is open against you. It does not matter even if you are between the jaws. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the standard of the Lord. Stand up and begin to pray. The Holy Spirit will raise a standard. That's what he does. I refuse to be afraid. He said, let no man's heart fail him. That's one of the things the Holy Ghost does in us. He said, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ever think or ask, according to the power that works in you. There's a power in you. Maka shakata bababa. Lakatura baba. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you. And if that be so, he will quicken your mortal bodies too. Pray for yourself. Open your mouth. Maka shakata bababa. Maida baba. Forget any man beside you, woman beside you. Makata broko shoda baba baba. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. It happened with Moses and the children of Israel at the Red Sea. God lifted up a standard. Let no man's heart fail him. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Marabaka shakata. This is the year of God's standard. In my understanding, in my relationships, in my health, in my finances, begin to understand that he's with you. He's your standby. He's your helper. He's your advocate. He's the reason why you are well behaved. Because the fruit of the Spirit flows from you. Whatever is the problem in your life, unforgiveness, hatred, offense, lost, pride, lack, habits, I say you're overcoming this year. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will lift up a standard, and the name of the Lord shall be feared from the east, from the west, his glory from the east. He said, let them gather. He said, surely they will gather, but not of me. For your sake, they will fall. Makashakata baba. This is not the time to fear their gathering. They will fall. God will be glorified. Makatara baka sata baba baba. Karo baka shakata baba baba. Reken to broko sonda brebeke shenda ba. Nakanda braka tum bro bo bo shenda brebeke shenda baba. Maribaka tunda brebeke shenda braba baka tunda braka shada braba baka tada. Nekata broko tunda brebeke shenda brebeke turia. Nekende brebeke tunda braba baka shenda ba. Makata braba baka tunda brebeke shenda. Nakada braka tunda braka shada ba. Marikata tunda braka tunda braka shada ba. Kashakata braka tunda braka shakata da. Nekende now begin to pray your promise. Your promise for the year. Begin to pray your promise. Makata braba bari bakashanda brakatoria. Nikansha kashakata brakatoria. Nakashakanda brakatura brakashakata baba. Nakanda broko tombre bebe kendere beke sheria. Kashakata baba. Rakata boko shakata yakata. Rakata baba baba. Nikanda brakashoda brakashidaba. Nakanda boko shakata ya da da da. Makata bakashakata. Rakanda boka koka bashata. Rekanda brokotora brababa. Neketu brababakata brokosunda brabakashada brabakatoria. Manda brakasura brakashaka da baba. Nakashakanda da koka shaka. Makanda broba babakashaka da baba. Rakanda broba kashaka da brababa. Rakoto brokoshonde. Nekende breka kakashakata. Rakato brababa. Hey, hey, hey. Makanda brokoshono bokoshakata. Rakanda brakatora babababa. Rakanda kashakata baba. Rakorobo shakanda labora babababa. Baba, makata bara baba ba, rakanto ra baba baka share breke tulia, rekento ro baba 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 baka sanda baba baka share baka talba, mento broka tambra baka suora baba baka share breke tulia, ne baba baba tu ne baka suora ne breke share baka talba baba, makaraba. And besides, because you are praying that same scripture in the spirit, you are building up yourself in your most holy faith. You are raising up the standard, makata bra baba baba. You are lifting yourself up like a giant in the inside. Maka, you are edifying your inner man. You are strengthening your inner man. Rakata baba baka shakata bara baba. Haka shakata baba. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Another way to look at that scripture. God will lift a standard against him. That is divine intervention. Number two, that is God coming through in the midst of your trouble. You say, what do you mean? Do I walk through the valley of the shadow? I shall fear no evil. Why? I know there is a standard. I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know that the one with whom I have a covenant, as a son, you know what he does? He's able to do if before I begin to ask him, then this is the year of the Holy Spirit. And if there's a primary work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a man, to glorify Jesus. So, we can tag it again. This is the year of God's glory. In my life and my situation. Ooh, lift up your hand and give him praise. For yourself, give him praise. Give him honor. That you can know him this way. And you can have the privilege of intimacy with him this way. Glory, 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 glory be to God in the highest. That he himself is your teacher. Glory be to God. And then reminds you of what he has taught you. And then bring it to bear in the day of trouble. In a start, oh, mashandelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel glory, glory be to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we pray. I've enjoyed coming to showers today. I've particularly enjoyed it. And I'm glad. Oh, glory be to God. If I've enjoyed it, shout hallelujah! Shout another hallelujah! And a third hallelujah!
That you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.